Pierre Poilievre is earning it. He's not asking for a seat at the table, he's proving why he belongs there. Let me tell you something, folks. This isn't your typical by-election, and Pierre Poilievre is not your typical politician. Most party leaders, when trying to win a seat, lean on their name recognition. They coast through the campaign like it's a 6-inch putt at the local country club, smile for the cameras, avoid the locals, and wait for the red carpet to roll out. Not Pierre. This guy is grinding it out. Every single day. He's door-knocking in tiny towns most politicians couldn't find on a map. He's hitting up rodeos, car shows, and community events. He's sitting down, literally, with the folks who keep small towns ticking. The old boys at the corner table, sipping coffee and talking about grain prices, property taxes, and the Liberals' latest mess. He even showed up to a 10-person debate in Camrose. 10. That's not photo op politics. That's retail politics, the old-fashioned way. Respect. Now, the media? They're circling. They'll find the one local crank who doesn't like him and run that clip on a loop. They'll ignore the dozens of people shaking his hand, offering support, or saying, Pierre's the kind of guy who actually knows what a grocery bill looks like. Let's not kid ourselves. This is a coordinated effort to embarrass Poilievre. They'd love nothing more than to spin a lower voter turnout, in a summer by-election, no less, as some grand rejection. But here's what they can't spin. Pierre Poilievre wants this job. He's not hiding behind handlers. He's not dialing it in. He's out there in the dirt, earning every vote, shaking every hand, and proving, once again, that he's not afraid to fight for Canada. And let's be honest, you can't fool the people who work the land. They've shoveled enough crap to know when a politician's feeding it to them, and Pierre's not. He doesn't need focus groups to tell him what Canadians care about. He hears it firsthand, at the farm gate, at the local ball diamond, and across the coffee table. The verdict will come on election night. Until then, let the man campaign, and let's give credit where it's due. He's not entitled to a seat. He's working for it.